All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about the Rams' finalized 17-man practice squad. Before we dive into that, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan, whether it be Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter. Also, be sure to check out the podcast form of this video. You can check out every single video is going to be in podcast format, wherever you get your podcast, Jake Ellenbogen Live, search that, or the link in the description, and you'll be able to check that out. In addition to that, of course, if you want to become a member, memberships are available. You want to support the channel further and have access to exclusive perks. You'll find that the join button below this video, but also in the description below. Now, without further ado, let's get into our sponsor for today's video, which is Autograph. I have big news to share today. I'm excited to partner with Autograph, a fandom company co-founded by Tom Brady. Their new Autograph app gives diehard fans like you a one-stop shop for all fan content for your favorite team. And, well, if you're watching this, it's obviously going to be the Rams. And rewards you for doing what you're already doing as a fan. So things like reading Rams blogs, listening to Rams pods, engaging with your favorite Rams fan accounts on social media, and buying Rams merch, attending Rams games. For example, you can still watch my YouTube content online, but when you watch on the Autograph app, you actually earn coins that can be redeemed for amazing rewards, including free and discounted tickets, A-plus memorabilia, and merch, and one-of-a-kind experiences. I'll also be creating a weekly content exclusive on the Autograph app this season, so you won't be able to get that anywhere else. Just so you know, every Friday, I'll be coming out with a piece of content that is exclusive to that app, so you can download the Autograph app today on the app, the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. It is free. And use promo code JKBogan when you sign up. Let him know that I sent you the Autograph app where your fandom lives. So, you know, big shout out and thank you to Autograph for sponsoring today's video, sponsoring the channel, sponsoring me. Now, let's dive into it. The link for Autograph is going to be in the comment section in the description below. So you'll definitely want to check that out. Definitely a fun app to use, and it's your one-stop shop for really all Rams content, if I'm being honest with you. You're going to have all sorts of stuff there, podcasts from, you know, competitors, if you will, of mine, but also my stuff will be up there, Downtown Rams, and so forth. You'll have articles, Turf Show Times, Rams Wire, the actual Rams. You'll have, you know, tweets, all sorts of stuff. Check it out. Autograph. Okay. 16 members of the Los Angeles Rams practice squad include offensive lineman A.J. Arcuri, offensive lineman Justin Dietich, tight end Miller Forrestall, defensive back Tanner Engel, Sean Jolly, the defensive back there, tight end Nikola Kalinich, defensive back Cameron Lampkin, defensive tackle Tuli Lotulelei-Gassanoa, offensive lineman Mike McAllister, wide receiver Xavier Smith, wide receiver Drake Stoops, defensive back Jason Taylor II, outside linebacker Keir Thomas, wide receiver Sam Wiglis, running back Zach Evans, linebacker Zach Van Valkenburg, and an additional member to add to 17 members of this practice squad, the Rams added qualifying international player David Olajiga. Okay, that is the rule. Defensive tackle David Olajiga allows them to have 17 players. That's the new rule. If you have a foreign player, you know, a international player, that works. So, you know, that is that, right? Now let's talk about this practice squad because I find it very interesting the way it ended up going down because there were other moves that happened. They ended up waiving Durden, who I did say that they would probably end up doing that because they signed Neville Gallimore. And in claiming Corey Schrader, they added offensive tackle Connor McDermott to the IR. Now, I would love to know if the Rams thought, I don't know for sure, but I would love to know if the Rams thought Zach Thomas would make it through waivers. And whether or not they regret the decision and not just keep Zach Thomas on the 53 and just move Connor McDermott to the IR instead of keeping him on the 53 for a day, we'll never know because he's a New England Patriot now. But it's interesting. So there are three offensive linemen on the practice squad. There are only eight active offensive linemen on this roster. There are two on IR, designated to return, in KT Leviston and Connor McDermott. I am a little confused like why they wouldn't have kept Zach Thomas at that point, because they only have eight offensive linemen and really only seven going into week one, because Rob Havenstein is likely not going to play. And we'll have more idea of that as time goes on, but currently speaking right now, it seems very unlikely. So I guess I was just really surprised that, you know, I knew that they were going to keep guys on the offensive line on the practice squad. I just don't, it's a little confusing to go into the season with eight, technically seven offensive linemen for week one. It just, that's not a lot of depth. So obviously we know what we're talking about, what they're going to do is that they are going to promote an A.J. Arcuri. They're going to promote a Justin Dietich, somebody like that, Mike McAllister. We'll see where they go in that direction. But I think one of those guys, maybe two of those guys, will be call-ups, if you will, elevated to the active 53-man roster as an extension of the practice squad for week one. And then, you know, you get Rob Havenstein back after week one. Maybe it's week two, maybe it's week three. And then you don't have to do that. But my guess, since McDermott went on the IR, that's a tackle. So I would probably roll with A.J. Arcuri. I think he would just be depth. I think it's either going to be, well, now I think it's going to be Warren McClendon Jr. by default at tackle, for right tackle, if Havenstein's out. But Arcuri does add some depth there. So, you know, maybe you go with Arcuri. If somebody goes down, Arcuri steps in at left tackle. Nopu moves over to right tackle, so forth. So there are different things that they can do there. Justin Dietich making this team. I think they found a really solid player in Dietich out of USC, you know, in UDFA. So that's really good news for them. They kept both tight ends. I said it. I had both making my practice squad as well. Kalanish showed you some things, and so did Forrestall. Forrestall caught the touchdown, of course, to win one of the games. Stetson Bennett led down the field, and they won. And then Kalanish is somebody that I thought you saw some really good things in the receiving game as well. So it'll be exciting to see if those guys can develop and even make a 53 next year. But they are going, they're playing the long game with those guys. So I do respect it. Tanner Engel is back on the practice squad. This is year two of him being in the building. So I think he's got a shot with a lot of, you know, expiring deals in the secondary, you know, going into next year. He's got a shot to be on next year's 53-man roster. He's a good player, hard nose. Sean McVay has mentioned him by name. That's always a good thing. So look out for Engel. Maybe he could be a call up if an injury happens. Hopefully not. Sean Jolly, he's sticking around. I think this is like his third year. They like him because he plays all over the secondary. He'll add some depth there. They can, of course, pull these guys off of, you know, the practice squad, but they did ultimately decide to keep five corners and six safeties. So I don't think that they would necessarily look at the practice squad to take those guys off for an elevation week one. I think it would most likely be for the offensive line. And I think it would just be for the offensive line, maybe linebacker there, outside linebacker, you know, Zach Van Valkenburg giving him another guy, or Keir Thomas. So interesting stuff there, of course. Now, Cam Lampkin, a little surprise there. He didn't really play a ton. Didn't look great in his third preseason game, but obviously preseason is just a piece of the puzzle. It's not quite the whole puzzle. And so he probably showed enough in camp, or clearly showed enough in camp, to make this practice squad. Latuli Gassanoa, this is definitely somebody that they like. They ended up keeping Olajiga, so he's another defensive tackle, but they kept two defensive tackles there. Tuli is going to, you know, hopefully at some point he might get an opportunity to be called up to the roster. We'll see how the season progresses. Offensive lineman Mike McAllister in year two, love this. Once again, just keep him in the building, keep developing him, see if he can make it next year. Xavier Smith, this is probably everyone's favorite. I think he could be called up to the active roster. I think he could surprise people as maybe a punt returner, kick returner, whatever. But I wouldn't rule him getting an elevation. Drake Stoops, fan favorite. A lot of people like Drake. Understandable. He was really good at Oklahoma. He's a good route runner. He's a hard-nosed football player. Didn't get a ton of opportunities, and I say this in the nicest way possible, but, you know, week three, you know, we saw when Dresser Wynn was throwing that rock around the yard. He wasn't going deep down the field. He wasn't really giving these guys a great opportunity. He was being very cautious, very conservative. And so I don't really think a guy like Drake Stoops had a chance to really show. So I like that the Rams kept him. Jason Taylor II is probably my favorite keep here. I think they have something in this guy, and I think he's 100% going to be on the roster next year. Could probably be a call up this later on this year. This is somebody that started last year, his rookie year, on IR. So, you know, it's good to see him, you know, despite playing really well and just missing the cut, good to see him back on the practice squad. I think 31 other teams missed, an opportunity to add a really good safety via waivers. Keir Thomas was great. Okay. He didn't get a lot of opportunities, but when he did, he made the most of them. I would say he got a decent amount of opportunities. Keir Thomas was great. He was among top 10 in pass rush, pressure rate. So give him a lot of credit. You know, he stuck around. This is, I think, his third year with the organization. UDFA out of Florida State. So good for him. He's still staying in the building. Don't count him out. He could definitely, you know, make this team at some point down the line, be called up to the 53. Wide receiver Sam Wiglis. I thought he was the most impressive outside of Xavier Smith. Most impressive of the UDFA wide receivers. J.J. Lapp, they decided not to bring back, clearly. They did not sign him to the practice squad. And they did not sign O'Shawn Mathis, was not a part of this. So a little bit of a disappointment there. I would have liked to see Mathis pan out. It doesn't look like he's going to get that opportunity. They expected him to take a step, and unfortunately, only Nick Hampton really did that. He didn't really show enough to make this practice squad or 53. Sam Wiglis, though, is interesting because I look at him as kind of similar to Austin Trammell. Starts on the practice squad, works his way up, gets called up, and actually, you know, carves out a role where, you know, he's actually seeing playing time on the offense, albeit very limited. Running back Zach Evans. I like this. I didn't want to see Zach Evans go. I'm not saying Zach Evans is great, but I think he does still have a lot of upside, and I think he really improved as a pass protector this year. So it was a bummer to see Boston Scott go to the Steelers like that. I wanted him to be on the practice squad, did not work out, but Zach Evans stays in the building. They added Cody Schrader to be that, you know, fourth running back. Evans has a chance to be called up at any point this year, if we're being honest. Running back is a very demanding position, a lot of hits, a lot of contact. And so I look at it as we could definitely end up seeing Zach Evans sooner than later back on the 53. And last but not least is Zach Van Valkenburg, which is a reminder. He's not the most athletic. He's not the strongest. He's not the fastest. But, you know, the reality is this guy works so damn hard. He has a nonstop motor. And it is one of those things where he is a coach's favorite type of guy. Okay. He did not make the roster this year. I believe he made it last year. And, you know, obviously was moved over to the practice squad not long after that. But, you know, ZVV has really done a nice job. I think he really displays what it means to be a Ram, what they look for. Hard-nosed player, you know, hairs on fire every single play. At least he plays like it. I'm glad he's on the practice squad. I'm glad they kept him around. And, I'm just excited to see, because the Rams don't look at the practice squad as a bunch of, you know, 16, 17 guys that are just going to stay, static. This isn't a static thing. This isn't just they're going to be there the entire time. They're not statues. These guys can have a chance, as we've seen in the past. These guys can have a chance to be called up and actually make an impact during the season on the 53 active roster. So we're going to keep an eye on these guys, okay? You might see half of these guys sooner than later, but I think it's a good practice squad. I think there have been times where they've had better players, guys like Blake Countess in the past, I thought was a really nice addition, who they took away from the Eagles. But You know, I think the reality of it is this. As time has gone on since, you know, the COVID season, I think teams are more, they keep things closer to the vest. You don't see as many teams signing guys that weren't in their building during the training camp period and offseason period to their practice squad. It happens still, but it's not as common as it used to be. So the Rams, they keep 17 guys, Olajiga, you know, being that qualifying international player. And, you know, the 16 other guys, well, 17 guys altogether, are all Rams. They're all guys that were in the building. They're all guys that they have a very good idea of. And I can't hate on that. You know, I'm a little bummed to see O'Shawn Mathis not make it, but I'm going to, you know, revert to the coaching staff here. I'm going to assume that, you know, I was told, you know, the people I talked to, O'Shawn Mathis, they were expecting a big jump, and he did not show that this offseason. So unfortunately, that's what ends up happening. But I like that they kept Keir Thomas. I really felt like that was it. I thought he would get claimed. He had a really good preseason, but he is back. And again, Jason Taylor II and Dedich, I thought those guys could be in jeopardy because they had really good preseasons as well. I was stunned to see Xavier Smith back. I really felt like a team would hop on him. We saw a team trade with the Jets to acquire that kick returner, Codrington. I mean, he got the same return just about for Ernest Jones, but you know, a team traded for a returner. So I thought in, you know, with the new rules and everything, I thought a team would have really tried to take a stab and you know, acquire Xavier Smith via waivers and, you know, place him on their 53 and have him be the return guy at the very least with receiver upside. So the fact the Rams were able to sneak him through, that was really cool. And it would have been awesome if Zach Thomas made it through. I think he absolutely is on this practice squad if he did make it through. But I'll say this in closing, for anybody that is bummed about losing Zach Thomas, like I am, because I think he's really good. I really think he just had to move to guard. He's a guard, in my opinion, not a tackle. But I'll say this, the Patriots had to keep him on their 53. There's a chance, and this is why this is the initial 53, the initial practice squad, all of that. There's plenty of time between now and the next game. And by plenty of time, not a ton, but still enough where moves can happen. So if the Patriots decide to sign a veteran, or if they decide, hey, this guy that was cut today, maybe Corey Durden, right? They're like, yeah, let's bring Corey Durden. They could very well cut Zach Thomas. They know nothing about him. He was not in the building all year. And so, you know, we could end up seeing him back. I mean, I definitely think it's possible. It's happened before. If you go back and you look at Jamil Demby, he went to the Lions because his old coach from, I believe it was Maine is where he went to school, if I'm not mistaken. His old coach was there. And so, you know, he wanted to go with his old coach. So he signed a contract, you know, to be on the practice squad there. And then he ended up getting, you know, brought back over to the Rams. Okay. So I wouldn't rule it out, you know, that he returns. I think, you know, they definitely... My guess is they probably thought he was going to make it through waivers, and he didn't. And so we'll see what ends up happening there. But, you know, he's not the most important guy in the world. He's a talented player that I think they lost for now. They may regain. And there's going to be other guys that are cut. I mean, we see it all the time. You know, just because these guys were in the building, if they're doing their job, they're coming to work every day, and they're doing a great job at being on the practice squad and developing and, you know, running the scout team well enough, then yeah, they're going to stick around. But we also see things change. Players that, you know, we didn't expect to get cut do, and then, you know, they get added to the practice squad. And we've seen the Rams add new guys all the time. Forrestall, he was on somebody else's practice squad. He was in somebody else's training camp, you know. And I think that's the thing it's important to remember. Sean Jolly was a Brown. Okay, so that's the thing is that, yes, you have your Jason Taylor the seconds and your Keir Thomas, a UDFA there. Jason Taylor's a draft pick. Zach Evans was a draft pick. Van Valkenburgh was not, I don't believe he started with the Rams. I think he was on another team, and we've seen that. We've seen guys like Brandon Powell, right? We've seen guys like Austin Trammell. My point I'm making here, and the reason I explain it like that, is that we've seen guys come from different teams. Zach Thomas, a fifth round pick by the Chicago Bears, and they find these guys that become available, they'll find them on other practice squads, because keep in mind, you can steal from other practice squads if you add them to your 53. I think there's a very good chance we're going to see something like that between now and the first game of the season. We'll see what ends up happening, but that's going to do it. I appreciate you guys hanging out, tuning in, getting to know a little bit more about this practice squad and bearing with me. I meant to put this video out yesterday. You're probably seeing this and it's already Thursday. You are seeing this and it's already Thursday, but I just want to let you guys know that, you know, I'm really excited for this year. Really excited to the best fans, just be able to, you know, make content for you guys. And I see all the comments, and I saw all the comments on Twitter. Those of you that rock with me, you guys are, you know, the best, and, you know, I just really appreciate it. So be sure to like and subscribe if you haven't already. Be sure to comment if you haven't already, and be sure to check this out on audio. And if you want to, again, support the channel further, be sure to, you know, join, become a member, get access to exclusive perks. And of course, our sponsor of this video, Autograph. Be sure to download the app today, whether it's on Apple or Android, and use the referral code JKBogan. Link is going to be in the description in the comments section below. I will see you guys in the next video. Take care, folks. Later. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.